Well, good morning and welcome to Bloomer Baptist Church. It is great to have you with us this morning, whether you're tuning in via the live stream or the podcast or watching live or recorded, or whether you're right here in this church, which honestly I must say right now is nobody but me because I am pre-recording this message just in case we have troubles with the live stream tomorrow. So good morning. Today we're going to continue in our Live Free series, Live Free. And today we're talking about living free with looking at the unhindered and marvelous light of the gospel power for all humanity. Let me say that again because that's quite a bit there. And I don't really have that wrote on the screen except for the unhindered gospel. Live free. That is what we're talking about, the unhindered gospel. But specifically, we're looking at the unhindered and marvelous light of the gospel power for all humanity. The unhindered and marvelous light of the gospel power for all humanity. With this today, we wrap up our Live Free series. Over the past few weeks, we've seen how the final words of Acts gives a challenge of how we are to live and how we are to breathe and how we are to preach and how we are to act. All things as followers of Christ. We live free, and because of this, we also live unhindered. Unhindered. It is the final word of Acts, but it's the first word for those who put their hope, faith, and trust alone in the risen King Jesus. We have unhindered capabilities, blessings, power, and in this we can and should live with unashamed proclamation of the gospel. Romans 1:16 reminds us of this, and remember it says, it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, The gospel is power, unhindered power, and its power is to be seen in and through you to the world for salvation, There's a lot of repeating so far, I'm sorry, but I'm excited about this message today. Through him, through Christ, we experience unhindered kingdom living, unhindered forgiveness, and unhindered power. And as we'll see today, through him, there is also the unhindered gospel for all to live free. All. As we begin, let's talk about that word gospel. Gospel comes from the old English word Godspell, which means good news. I'm going to cast a spell on you, you might think of with witches. Well, they're casting a tale, they're casting a story, but really, we are casting a story across humanity of the great love of God. This is good news. This is good news. This word is derived from the Greek word euangelion, which also means good news or a good message. It's a tale. It's a spell of good news to share. When you Google the definition of the word gospel, the first definition which comes up is the news and teachings of Jesus Christ. Interesting. Campus Ministry Crew rightfully states, the gospel at its core is always a message about Jesus. In fact, even Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines gospel as meaning the message concerning Christ, the kingdom of God, and salvation. Wow. Look, they're all coming together to agree on this definition. A worldly thing, Merriam-Webster Dictionary and Crew, and our own definitions all come through God's word. The gospel at its core is always a message about Jesus. For the good news, the good message can only be found truly in him. For in him alone we find redemption. You see, in a Christian context, the gospel refers to the message of salvation through Jesus Christ. But even the world knows this word to mean something more. Something more. You see, the gospel, it is the good news that God loves us. He desires a relationship with us. and to save us from our own demise. And he has made a special way for us to be reconciled to him through faith alone, trusting alone in Jesus Christ. The gospel includes the truth that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, was buried, and rose from the dead on the third day, according to the scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15, 3 to 4 speaks of this. But the gospel, it's not just a bunch of information to take in, it's news, good news, which should lead to action. It's a calling upon one's life. As Mark 1, 15 states, "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." It is a message of hope, grace, and forgiveness, salvation, being available to all who believe to act upon. Remember John 3:16, which says, "For God so loved the world that whoever believes," that's all, that's everyone, that's all people. That means the gospel's unhindered power is available to all. "Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." You see, the gospel is the foundation of our Christian faith and is central to the teachings of the Bible. And here is what I want you to see today. This amazing gospel, this good news, it is unhindered power for all. It is unhindered power for all to live free. And let me tell you this, our God tale, our good news, our story about love in Jesus, it's marvelous news or a great light, of a great light shining in the darkness, shining in the darkness. At some point you may have heard people say something like, "The light of the gospel," or "the light of Christ." Or you may have heard the phrase, "gospel light." Well, the good news, the gospel, is often referred to as light because it leads mankind out of darkness and into the marvelous light of Christ. And as followers of Christ, we are to spread this gospel light to all nations by allowing it through us and to others. Through us and to others. This brings us to point number one. Point number one, the gospel light is a marvelous light to the nations, to all nations. Being a light to all nations is a phrase found in the Old Testament, particularly in Isaiah 49:6, where God says to his servant, "It is too small a thing for you to be my servant to restore the tribes of Jacob and bring back those of Israel I have kept. I will also make you a light for the Gentiles, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth." In this passage, God is speaking to his servant in what is believed by Christians to be a prophecy about Jesus Christ. This shows that an important aspect of the Messiah's mission was to bring Israel back to the Lord, back to the Lord. But also the phrase, "a light for the Gentiles," means that the salvation that God offers through his servant is not just for the Jewish people, but for all people, regardless of their ethnicity or background. Though part of the Messiah's mission is directed to Israel, he also has a mission to the Gentiles, to all who believe, other than Jews, other than Israel. What would the Messiah do for the Gentiles? Well, scripture says that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. The Messiah would not simply bring salvation. He would be salvation to reach the ends of the earth. You see, as one said, Israel has light but needs restoration. Well, the Gentiles, that's all of us, that's everyone else, needs both light and salvation. This is available to all. 1 Peter 2:9 powerfully states, supports this and gives us a call, a challenge, stating, "You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his wonderful, marvelous light." You see, as Christians, We are called to be light to all nations by sharing the message of the gospel with others, living lives that reflect the love and character of Christ, and doing good works that demonstrate the love of God to all those around us. This means that we are called to reach out to people of all nations, all cultures, and backgrounds with the message of the gospel, the good news of Jesus, seeking to bring light and hope into their lives. We are called to be a living testimony of God's love, an example, a witness of His grace, sharing the hope and joy that we have found in Jesus Christ with others. Remember that Acts 28, 30 to 31 verse. For 2 whole years, Paul stayed there in his own rented house and welcomed all who came to see him. He proclaimed the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. We are to share the gospel without hindrance, unhindered, with every tribe, nation, and tongue under heaven. We live free, and living free by Christ means sharing your freeing news, the unhindered gospel, with all. Who is this all? Well, this points us to number two. All means every tribe, every nation, every language, every tongue. In the book of Revelation, we read about the divine visions John had of heaven, God, eternity, and other things of faith. Admittedly, this is a very difficult book to understand, but we are blessed by reading it, by studying it. Scholars have been picking it apart for centuries. Dwayne Fossum, Tim Jacobson, they're doing that right now. But one thing about Revelation that comes across very clear is the fact that heaven will be filled with great diversity. What a glorious place it will be. Revelation 7:9 tells us of this, saying, "After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, every tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, worshiping Christ as king. Think about this amazing picture of heaven and consider for a moment the type of people you run into from day to day. Is your life filled with such diversity? Is our city? Does our community look like the picture John describes in Revelation 7:9? These can be tough questions to wrestle with, as we know that the gospel is for everyone. And we don't really have all this in our own community, but we can go there. In fact, very, very many of us do travel quite a bit. But even though we can go there, we must still be doing it here too. Let this be a reminder to us all, though, that heaven will be filled with people from all around the world. People of every tribe, nation, tongue, language. We should pray that we can help contribute to this. We should pray that we can help contribute to this. Heaven will be filled with people of different cultures, financial status, popularity groups. These cliques or groups, stereotypes, will mean nothing here in heaven. Then, therefore, I ask you, are you putting too much attention on these things now? Are they a hindrance to you sharing the gospel with people now through your life's words and actions today? Heaven will be a wonderful place where we will all be able to look past our differences as we gaze upon the beauty of God for all eternity. Heaven is a place we will worship and praise without the hindrance of any racism, classism, sexism, or any other ism out there. And I don't know about you, but it sounds like a pretty amazing place to me. And I think that's probably why Jesus encourages us to go and tell everyone about the forgiveness, salvation, and eternal life available through him. You see, Jesus wants as many people as possible to find salvation and eternal life in him. Remember, The gospel power is unhindered power for all who will believe, Romans 1:16. This brings us to point three and some further application, the Great Commission. You see, the Great Commission is a mission for all those freed through Christ to go. To go. It's a mission for all of us who believe in Christ as Lord. We're freed. Now go with this message. If you're not familiar with this Great Commission, it comes from the very end of Matthew's gospel, where Jesus says in Matthew 28:18-20, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always to the very end of the age. Don't forget that. He is with us. We are never alone. There's a beautiful teaching about the command we see here at the beginning of verse 19, where Jesus says, go and make disciples. The important thing here to remember is that this is not a singular destination of arrival, but rather a way of living out all your days on earth. It's not a one and done or a box to simply check off on a to-do list. One author once stated, wherever you're going, whenever you're going, and for whatever reason you are going, your assignment is always the same. As you're going, make disciples. Make disciples. Whether you're in prison or politics, whether you're a white collar, blue collar, or any other collar, whether you're black, white, tan, or anything else, I don't care what your ethnicity is. I don't care what your culture is. I don't background. I don't care what your popularity status or your financial status is. I don't care what your age is or your sex is. Make disciples. Go to all. Share this unhindered power of the gospel for salvation. Whether you're a business owner, an employee, jobless, whether you're a student or a teacher, a mother, father, pastor, doctor, nurse, the commission is always the same. You are to share the gospel with others. Go. This is the command. This is the calling Jesus places upon the life of a follower. We are not to withhold it from anyone or any place for any reason. We are to live with eternity in our minds and the gospel on our lips and a marvelous light, Christ's light, in the darkness, shining through you. The marvelous light 1 Peter 2:9 speaks of is not to be hidden, but shining through us for all to see the glorious blessings of God's love through Jesus Christ as Lord. Let's conclude. This series is or was a practical, applicable challenge for us all to live free with the radical effects within our lives and a challenge of the unhindered gospel, kingdom living, of which we are called to. What does it mean to live with God's kingdom and eternity in mind? What do you think it looks like to live with the gospel on your lips? Converse about this today. Don't allow the reason you don't do it just be because you never thought to or plan to. But also, don't think it has to be planned either. Allow the Spirit to speak through you and the light to be seen anytime and or at all times. Sharing the gospel with others can be intimidating and scary. We can have anxiety over rejection, humiliation, and other things that can happen as a result of our evangelism. But we are not to be a hindrance to the gospel. We are to share the light of the gospel with others. Don't overcomplicate the gospel. Just share what you have. Share what you have. Share the love of God. Share God's love. Here are some specific questions to get the ball rolling. Ask somebody, what do you think about Jesus? Do you attend church? Do you believe that you're going to heaven when you die? Do you believe in heaven? What do you think heaven will be like? Why? Jesus asked questions. Let's start with doing just that. Ask people questions. So as we wrap up our series today, I want to leave you with the thought from the book of Romans. Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. First to the Jews, then to the Gentile. Share your faith confidently, friends, and without hindrance. Talk today. Converse about ideas of how you might do this in your lives. The unhindered gospel is about living free, and it's a message of power and salvation for all. Are you talking about it? The message, it's about love, the love of God. Don't you want to be sharing this great and glorious, marvelous light of love? In this dark world, the kingdom has come, forgiveness is available, and the Holy Spirit will give you the power to share, even to the ends of the earth, if that's how far you're able to go. Finally, remember John 8:36. If the Son has set you free, then you are free indeed. And remember 1 Peter 2:9. You are a chosen people, royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his wonderful, marvelous light. Let us run the race together without hindrance, without fear, without reservation. We have a marvelous light to live in freely and to share unhindered. In closing, I remind you of our series scripture point, Acts 28:30-31. A motivator from Paul's life, motivation from Paul's life. Paul was proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness, without hindrance, to all who came into his home, into his presence. May we do the same. But we're not imprisoned. May we also go out and do the same. Let's live free and unhindered lives by his righteousness, by his glory, by his love. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for we live free. So may we go out and declare of this freedom we have without hindrance to all, of the glory, the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen.